Welcome to Atlanta. What's up, 1515 and Proudly presents the Rundown, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Shell Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
Oh boy, I'm doing all right.
Episode.
How are you? I'm doing, like I ain't in pain. Come on.
I'm doing all right. I'm good. episode 13, VH1 really titled this one, Jamaican Me Crazy. I don't know why.
That's a great title. I like Jamaican Me Crazy.
Oh, God.
Jamaican Me Crazy. I feel like that's how you're supposed to say it. You're supposed to be like, Jamaican Me Crazy. Yeah, something like that.
You have any thoughts on the Peacherita ads we got tweeted to tonight?
Yo, they was filling the bitch up, wasn't they? Like, let's be honest though. Like, I feel like I seen that ad on every break, every commercial break.
Yeah.
However, the Peacherita really ain't that good, you guys. I had one as of recent, and if I had to pick, it would definitely be the Mango-rita. Like, I'm just not here for that peach. And I love peach. I love peach everything.
Did you get to try K. Michelle Southern Peach, Jack Daniel's Cooler, or whatever it is?
No.
Okay. We start things off with Jock introducing the ladies to Treasure P, much to the dismay of Carly Red. She explains...
Hey, I forgot about that chick.
Wait, I'm at the right spot. Yeah. She explains her messing with a married man to Tammy. She says, you know what? I didn't know he was married to afterwards. I don't even know why she led off with that, but that's what Treasure does. Waka appears on stage performing Waka's song, which we...
Waka up there looking like somebody daddy when he retired from hip hop.
He did. Tammy couldn't help but to dance to what? Big Dog, I think that's what it's called. They talk out alone after he's done. She's smitten by the gesture, but she will not let him know. Yes, they all have bows in them. That's his thing. Then Kirk appears behind the ladies and Rashida leaves. It's amazing that Jock showed up and the party stopped when he showed up. I don't know what Kirk thought was going to happen. Like, I don't know why he thought he was going to be there super smooth, looking like he's on the cover of S Curl.
Thank you. I'm like, that nigga like a creep back there. He did. He looked like he was just waiting for the camera to hit him. Like, let me get my
angles
together.
Now. Like, yep. We're back in Atlanta. Jocelyn is in love with Bonnie Bella. We get a couple of flashbacks. One of Stevie telling her to have an abortion. I think that was in season one. Then him questioning her if the baby was his in the last reunion. And then we got him holding the baby for the first time this year. Long story short, she's thinking about moving in with Stevie and co-parenting with their kids. Well, I mean, with Bonnie Bella. Then back to Secrets. We get a long shot of Secrets Resorts where Sheeta and Kirk finally have that talk. You know, it's been 17 years of marriage, two children, several businesses. One is a record label that doesn't really exist. So, you know, Rashida's thinking about not leaving him. Rashida tells Kirk about Logan. Kirk has some little hope because he's like, see, Jasmine is a scammer. He says he's willing to do a DNA test, but he wants to go through a lawyer. And then I didn't know going through a lawyer cost $20,000. That number was ridiculous to me.
Now when you can go to the drugstore and pick up a goddamn paternity test, like, miss me with the bullshit. Miss me, because you know how we know? Because he did one on his own child. You ain't go to no lawyer for $20,000 to get that.
No, he did not, and he knows that that child is his and Rashida's. And it was crazy. He had to change her heart once he found out. Like, oh, he was like, oh, I want to know the results of this Logan thing. I really want to know that.
Because, like, I want to know because I can get myself off the hook.
Yeah.
Rashida, don't be no fool, please.
Yeah, and since they were separated, Rashida bounced quickly after that conversation. Back in Atlanta, we see Jasmine is back to dancing since her meal ticket Kirk disappeared. Jasmine said, you know what, when she was doing her talking there, she was like, I wanted to show up at Rashida's, at Press, but Rashida, blah, blah. And I was like, I would have loved to see you show
oh
up at Press.
Oh, my God, for Jasmine to show up at Press. Listen.
Because.
I would have been like, Rashida, knock that bitch out.
Yeah, I mean, we know that she's not at the reunion.
You asking for it to come to my job.
Yeah, yeah. Which is what Logan was doing. He was asking for is what sitting there waiting for her after she clocks out. She claims that he's a stalker / ex. They dated in high school. She tries to get in the car. He blocks her from getting the car. And that's when she went off. She tried to swing on him. This didn't go well at all. She was not having, she has a day shift. I feel like that's the worst shift to have at a strip club. Like,
I mean,
how much money
like
you getting at the day shift?
It's probably the worst shift because everybody comes at night. But I feel like, The people who come in the day love you because they know your shit. Like, they coming specifically for you to spend some money because you know you're going to pay real attention to them because ain't nobody else here to take your attention.
Yeah, I guess. Spice, the member of the dance hall singer, she invites the ladies and the guys to a day party. And I know what day parties are, but this day party just look like a cookout to me. The barbecue and,
I got
and listen.
Questions.
Hold up, before you get questions, I seen. I don't mean to be stereotypical, but the Jamaican man on the grill, I was like, he looked like he's some kind of shell. That brother was out there just cooking a little crawfish. No, what's your questions though?
How they all knew to have some white for the all white day party? Like, did y'all know that y'all was gonna get invited to said party?
Maybe you just bring white to the beach. Maybe when you go to an island
all
or something.
All white everything,
like,
though. Yeah. Like, listen, I don't wear all white nothing. I might have a white bottom or a white top, but
you
I ain't wearing
them,
all
you
white
been
nothing.
Sitting with treasure. Carly brings up a boat party, and then we get to talking. Jack says, you know what? I'm here because I believe in love. And then Tammy says, you know what? Kirk, after Rashida had thanked Waka, Tammy was like, I'm happy you came because, you know, 17 years isn't something to throw away.
Y'all
said,
is foolish.
Listen to me. I thought, I was like, well, Tammy, you had less years than you fought for. And then if Walker had got somebody pregnant, would you have fought? Would you stay? So I stopped doing that.
I'm like, why is everybody so
like,
okay?
Y'all can't give it up. Bless you. Bless you.
Sorry. But why is everybody so okay with Kirk, one, being there, and two, like, y'all, I hope I see love. I just want everybody to work it out. No. I can't.
I can't either. Treasure gets to talking about her past experiences with married men. She says she knows Kiana, and this was the best part because none of the cast know who the fuck Kiana is. It's like, who is that? Who is that? Then if y'all peep in her talking head, she said, it's not the side chick's fault. It's your fault. We don't blame the man. We just never blame. Like, a man can't just be greedy and want more. We know too many stories of women saying, like, I cooked, I cleaned, I took care of the kids, I sucked his dick when he wanted.
I thought she was referring to it being his fault.
I thought she was referring to...
He was the one who gave the vows. I thought that's what she was saying.
I thought she was referring to the women. Like, it's y'all fault, but maybe not.
It's my fault.
Hey, look.
I ain't step out. Like,
listen, Rashida walks off and Dime goes off. Kudos to VH1 for having the fight in the middle of the episode, not the end. Because they're good for that. Just to be like, oh.
That's true. They was like, we got too much other stuff to get through
on
this episode.
Yeah, we do. So, according to Dom, she snatched up her $20 weave and her airport flip-flops. And I peeped the flip-flops. I look at shoes and I was like, these look really bad. This just do.
It was probably really comfortable, though. Why y'all judging?
Yeah. Dom got some cool points for that. Everybody thanked her.
Kirk talking about some, I appreciate, nigga, sit down.
Kirk, Kirk, look, you could have pulled a Richard, aka oh shit, and threw a drink in the lady's face, but you didn't.
Listen, Walker, the whole reason this is even going down because your dumb ass fuck. Don't be talking about some thank you.
Yeah.
I'd have turned around, I looked at Kirk like, first off, nigga, this was not for you.
Yeah, exactly. He was giving hugs and high fives and shit. And Jack had to walk off with Treasure P. He had to check her. But listen, no, I think he's fucking. Like, this is the guaranteed pussy. I got to keep this pussy happy. So, because Carly, I don't know if he was protecting the pussy. I don't blame Jack for that. I don't even know why. Jack could have brought anybody. Why did they bring somebody on the payroll? Like, you could have brought anybody.
That is true.
Back in Atlanta at Kiana's apartment, what happened to that place where Rodden was living at when y'all was all sleeping in the same bed? That disappeared or something? Jasmine,
Kirk stopped paying for it. Remember, she had to pack up and
move.
That's right.
Jasmine tells Kiana about Rod.
Oh, I got questions.
Tells Kiana and Rod about Logan. What's the questions now?
So how long Kirk was going to be paying for all this shit, though? Like,
realistically,
you had to know this shit was gonna come out sooner or later.
I don't know.
If it never came out, you were just gonna have this second family forever.
So I was thinking, I was going through my like photo gallery or whatever, and I came across that video that showed Kirk holding the baby and playing with the baby. I was like, I think Kirk knew this his child from jump, and he's doing this whole story, like, because you wouldn't have been that comfortable with another kid, especially if y'all was fucking. You know how weird it would be if I'm fucking a girl, right? a woman and we aren't using protection, and then she tells me she's pregnant, and then she hit me with that, but don't worry, it's not yours. I'm like, all right, but we done though. I can't keep kicking it with you. This is right. It got too hot for
this
me.
This is a wrap right here.
He still was hanging out like, yeah, we good. Where we at? She claims she hasn't had sex with Logan in years. And then Rod gets this bright idea that Kirk and Rashida might be behind Logan, since Jock tried to claim he has sex with Jasmine. Rod, you really overthinking this. He says he will shut Logan down for good. Next, we got a play date with lovely Mimi and Jocelyn. This is one of my favorite
Jocelyn
scenes.
Jocelyn gotta go. Jocelyn has got to go.
I was a little tripped up because she called her Bonnie Bella Hernandez, and I was like, I know you probably put Jordan on there just to let
you
Stevie.
Bet you want to collect these checks. Yeah. You gotta put Jordan on there. Jocelyn not got that you pay anything, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, Jocelyn got a call back from the real. Would you love to see Jocelyn as a permanent host?
No,
you just like her in Bert spurts.
Yeah, in spurts. I don't want to see her all the time. And the reason why, I feel like they playing her, like they using her for giggles.
I thought you were gonna say they was using her for ratings, but you know, giggles.
That too, but I'm saying like, because, and this is not me trying to be shady, because Jocelyn kind of naive. I think they like, girl, you so silly. You just gonna shoot our stuff up. People gonna be here for it. Great.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I've only seen the clips. I've never seen a full episode with her. They get to talking about family, and then lovely Mimi, for some reason, brings up Tommy and her invisible kids. I love that Jocelyn's like, we have never seen these kids. Then she brings up restraining order, and I promise you, if Jocelyn didn't have Bonnie, Mimi would have caught it. I think lovely Mimi would have caught it. She checks.
But that was a valuable question though. Like, that's how you not saying you. I would have had her come to the video shoot. How was she gonna come to the video shoot if you got a restraining order on her? That's a real question.
Yeah, but you that I don't think Mimi's the person to be asking that question. And you knew, and that's why Jocelyn was like,
regardless,
you need to watch.
If I'm new, I know you got a restraining order. Fuck if I'm new. So you got a restraining order?
No, because we only know the restraining order through Tommy. Jocelyn has never admitted it. So that's entrapment. If Jocelyn says, yeah, I got the restraining order that she's admitting, she probably did, but she's her character on this show and on the reunion, she's never claimed that she got that restraining order on her.
Who cares if she claimed her name gonna be on the paperwork?
Because I know that. But I think Jocelyn's trying to look tough. Like, I think that because Jocelyn's a bully. So I think that's what it's about. And then Mimi hides, lovely Mimi hides behind the hole. I'm trying to be a good friend for Tommy and try to work things out. Tommy never told you to do that, though. You're just being messy. All right.
That she was. She looked a little scared of Jocelyn for a minute, too. I'm like, don't back down now.
Yeah. Back in Secrets, Jamaica. Jock, now embarrassed, says Treasure P straight, says it's her mouth that gets her in trouble, talking about something that didn't concern her. She gets emotional, tries to explain herself, and then kicks Jock out and disses his fake friends. So
I mean, here's my thing. I totally agree with Jock was saying. And I feel like Treasure was wrong. I feel like she handled it wrong.
You can't...
No, listen, here's what I'm thinking. Hear me out, might be crazy. But I think if she would have had a 101 with Rashida, not right then and there, not in that moment.
All right.
Just, you know, at some point she became halfway decent with Rashida. I felt like she could have, and not in front of a whole crowd of people, just them two. I feel like she could have said, Rashida, not trying to be all up in your stuff. However, I went through this before where I was the sad chick, and guys will sell us a dream and having us think this, that, and whatever. So please be careful. Like, whatever you decide to do is solely on you, but know that Kirk had a real role in this girl being in the picture and getting knocked up and getting pregnant.
All right.
Don't put it all on that girl.
I understand that. And that was one of my problems. I was like, you can't do a woman to woman in a group full of people.
Right.
But I also think you can't do a woman to woman when you're not one of the women. That's Jasmine's job to come at you woman to woman.
Later, a little later, once you had really been around for a little while, I think she could have came at her and just been like, Don't get it twisted, because he was telling her something.
That's true. But the thing with her and Mariah, they both seem unapologetic about being side chicks. So, like, do you want to hear from some girls like, hey, if I was Jasmine, I wouldn't give a fuck about you either. And blah, blah, like, how can you help me? I need to talk to Tammy. He's the only one that probably, she like, look, I'm married and my husband cheated on me. We can talk and work out a way through it. Do you want to hear the other person's side? Like, she don't even want to hear Jasmine. Remember, she's like,
I'm not saying, me personally, I know I probably want to hear what the fuck you got to say either. But I mean, I get her trying to say, like, because at the end of the day, you still choosing to be with Kirk. So know that your man is not a saint.
Can we talk about this real quick? I don't think I brought this up, but I was talking to Manny Fontaine, my brother from Udo Studio Flow. He brought up a good point a couple of weeks ago. I think he brought it up when it was off a week. Why does Kirk want to be with Rashida? Like, he said, you weren't attentive. You weren't giving me any sex. Blah, blah. What are you fighting for? Like, you could have like, I cheated. Let's get a divorce. Like, why do you want to be back with her?
Great question.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why do you want to be back with her? Not because she found out or she can leave?
You don't seem to be very happy.
No, and not at all. This could be a blessing in disguise for you. All right. Boat party, all the ladies jockeying his quote unquote thoughts. Dines man Sean shows up via Waka. I love
She looked genuinely surprised.
Yes, and I love the fact that they explained it, because we know Mona GPS. I'm like, how did you know about this boat? Boat was little. I'm expecting like Real Housewives of Atlanta boat. I'm like, what is this boat little? Carly almost got an apology, but she, you know, jock is jock. So he's like, you're gonna get some dick tonight instead of another sorry. And then we shoot to the end of the night. Waka booked a private piano room for our intimate listening party of Tammy's new music. Kirk obviously is feeling the message of the last song, because, you know, there's some hope in that. Question, do you think Rashida is more inspired by Tammy and Waka's relationship, or jealous because Tammy music might be on the radio?
Like, you know what?
Let's act not like Rashida didn't have no bubble gum and make her want to marry me, pat the pussy.
No, okay. I was waiting for Tammy to be like, Sheeta, I got to get you on my next track, boo. Yeah, because we got to relate to some things.
She showed in it. Sean pulls out his grandma thingy, another quote, that's what Dime called it, out of his pocket, and then he ends up proposing to Dime.
She was shocked.
But why don't Dime and Sean never want to give an exact date? They always, how long y'all been together? Forever, ever. We known each other for 10 years. And I
have probably don't have one.
Listen, I wrote it down before he proposed, and I was like, oh, that's why. Because if you said we've only been dating a few months, people be like, oh, y'all moving too fast. So you just tell them, like, we've known each other for a while. This is the dopest moment. And usually, I don't know if I think the subtitles show up on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever they call it. But she says yes, and then says, so we like engaged now? And I was like, oh, that's the subtitle. That's good. Like, I was like, wait, what is she? At first I was shocked, but this is Love and Hip Hop. It could have been a fake ring, could have been a promise ring. So I shout out to Dime for asking. She even got emotional in her talking head.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, she is in love, honey. Yes.
And then Sean tells
you think she's gonna get a wedding special? She's not big enough.
I don't think she's big enough yet, but she's showing the most growth, and I can see them next season on this show. Sean tells a story about a car wreck that him and Jessica had like after 3 days. I like, people tweeting me. 3 days.
It wasn't me.
No, I wasn't you. In 3 days. And he said, I was more worried about Jessica than the Rolls Royce. Obviously, this is the most romantic.
I would hope so, because I'm a living person.
How was this the most romantic trip of Jock's life? You had like 7 baby mamas. You never took him outside of Atlanta.
I think because everybody else's love was so great. I don't think that had anything to do with his love, because he had no love there.
All right. Carly thought she wasn't going. She was already not going to have sex with him, but she didn't think she was going to get the apology. But Jock actually did apologize. Everybody cheers, and I said, this could have been the season finale.
Yuck. I was thinking it was the season finale. I was looking at the time, right? I kept looking at the time, and I'm like, we're going to do recaps, and then it's like next week. Y'all still got more?
Yeah. Oh, I have
this was like the perfect ending.
I have the dates. Shit, I forgot. Thank you for bringing that up, because I definitely forgot about this. Before we get into next week on Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
I mean, it's got to be like 2 episodes left because we got to start kicking off the reunion because Hollywood's starting in July, right?
Yeah, they messed me up now. Now I have. Oh wait, I'm on American Dad. I was about to say this doesn't look right. All right, so according to this, I don't know how true it is. My little TV show app. Next week is obviously episode 14. The week after that is obviously episode 15. That's the last episode.
So two more episodes.
The reunion is, according to them, is 3 parts. It'd be July 3rd, 10th, and the 17th. But I think it's two. No, I'm sorry. It's 2 parts because this thing is messed up. It says reunion part 1, reunion part 2, because I think Hollywood starts the 17th. And I was like, y'all, there's no way y'all can stretch this out to 2 parts.
I don't see why you wouldn't just put on the reunion and throw Hollywood on right afterwards.
That'd be the best. Like, oh, you get off of that and then you just go straight into the next one. All right, next week on Love and Hip Hop, Mimi is done with Stevie after she finds out Jocelyn was around Eva.
I'd be done too after what the fuck she done did. Let me put my best Mimi on. Don't have my child around that woman.
You know how like people got the vein in their forehead? She got the vein in her forehead and the titties. Like the blue titty just be popping. That blue vein just
blue titty.
Jocelyn confronts Stevie daughters. Rod confronts Logan and Caesar.
Yo, no, pause. I'm here for the daughter though. Jocelyn like, you can't whoop my ass. That bitch got up. Like, bitch, I will whoop your ass today.
See,
like,
that's all good for entertainment purposes. But I'm like, as a man, I could never have the mother of my child argue with one of my kids. I'm like, I done lost some shit. Rod confronts Logan. But
at the same time, though, Jocelyn is a quote. Wait a minute, pause. Jocelyn got to be what, 28 or something?
She says she's 30.
Oh, she's 30.
Yes.
And Stevie's daughter, what, like 19?
Yes.
Oh, bitch, you're going to get these hands.
Oh, no, I understand it. I'm saying Stevie lost control. Like, Stevie has no control over, like Jocelyn, look, whatever you do, disrespect me, don't disrespect my kids. And then my kids, don't worry about her. I'm going to handle her. He lost the control of that over that 9-month pregnancy. Yeah. Rod confronts Logan. Caesar confronts Carly about Jamaica and Estelita versus Carly. Carly, I'm tired of you throwing things. Are you ever going to throw these hands? Like,
never. She'd be a missing sister.
Did you ever see that? Did you see, I think it was on Instagram this week. They was like, if you needed help, who would you call? And it was like Tommy, Jocelyn, Carly. I forgot who the other person was. It was all Atlanta. It wasn't Cardi B or anything. That's my recollection. And everybody's like, what am I calling Carly for? So she can like write everything down and tell somebody. I'm like, no, Carly's not going to help you in a fight.
Carly's definitely. I'm calling Dime.
Yeah. After today's episode.
Mama got up for something that ain't had nothing to do with her.
Not a thing. All right. Let's get into these news and rumors. We'll start off with that Dime Treasure P thing. She, of course, posted a picture on Instagram with the the picture was her and Carly Red, and then she had a caption that read, let's make this clear, all of these hoes are fake. You bitches sat up laughing and giggling in my face the whole time in Jamaica, but wanted to start cutting up as soon as the camera started rolling. You can say what you want about me, but I'm going to always be straight up with a bitch. What you see is what you get with me. Where I'm from, we don't pretend or do no sneaking. We line this shit up. Win, lose, or draw, Treasure is always going to say what she feels when she feels like it. You ain't going to ever catch me being fake friendly with a bitch I don't like on and off camera. Yawn. This is me. Yeah, she still don't take responsibility. I'm like, there's a time and place for everything. You don't get to be like, I'm going to say what I... Like, you can't be at somebody's funeral talking about that motherfucker owe me $5. I'm mad he did. Which one of y'all going to pay? Like, it's not the time.
And even if they was kiki and ha-ha, which is probably because you ain't say nothing stupid at the time.
Yeah, did y'all have rehearsals? You have a table read? And she's like, I was telling them about the me messing with a married man and everybody was laughing. Then we rolled the cameras and I got snatched up.
That would be different. Yeah. If she had said, I was already talking about this and y'all was talking to me, but y'all probably wasn't talking about anything related. And now that you bring this topic up, y'all happen to be on camera. Because I was like, you real comfortable bringing this shit up to begin with.
Yeah, I don't get why you like, hey, y'all, so I mess with the married man, and what does that got to do with anything? Oh, we did skip over and walk us in. That shit ain't got nothing to do with it. Like, nobody cares. Something he did.
He did. He was like, there ain't got nothing to do. I'm like, Lord, come through, Walker.
please walk it on mess this up.
I feel like outside of the reunion, this was like the first time the guys got to be around the women fighting.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a while.
Atlanta, because I know in Hollywood we got it between the mamas. Because Safari was eating that chicken like he wasn't moving. But Atlanta, outside of the reunion show, I feel like this is the first time that they had actually been there.
Hold on, can we take a break for a second and just like shout out the Jamaicans that are killing it right now? Like Safari on Love Hip Hop Hollywood, C's is Jamaican on Black Ink Crew. I love Carly. I love Jesus of Jesus and Mero, the Bodega Boys. Academics on Everyday Struggle, he's Jamaican. Like
Shell on Equal Opposites in the Rundown.
I didn't know we had to shout each other out, but okay. And then just one more thing, not too much this week. We reported last week that Jocelyn has called it quits. A source close to the reality TV star reportedly said that Jocelyn wants to continue doing reality shows. She hopes to follow the footsteps of her role model, Coco Austin. I had no idea she looked up to Coco Austin, which is Ice-T's wife.
I don't even know. The wife, I'm like, who was that? Okay.
Plus she still wants to do movies. Remember that was a couple of seasons ago. That's why they went over to LA. That movie never came out, right?
Nah, but she had her little time on Star.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the money at.
She got her feet wet. Better go there, fuck with Lee Daniels.
And as of now, executive producers still have yet to confirm that Jocelyn's departure. And then last night or this weekend, her and Stevie were partying up in Atlanta's Gold Room. They were real cozy, so I have no idea. You know what? If they're done with Love and Hip Hop, they need to go shoot over to not Marriage Boot Camp. Nope, they need to go to Couples Therapy on VH1. That's a better show for them. I feel like they need to work out some things. All right.
I thought you was finna say shoot over to Bravo, but I'm like, I don't know what's on Bravo that they can be on.
Yeah, I don't
know.
What
I do know apparently is Escape getting a reality show on Bravo.
I knew that was coming when I was like, oh, where's she trans? I was like, oh, that Bravo Escape show.
VH1 gonna be excited.
VH1 gonna be mad. They're like, wait,
it's by Mona too. Like Mona is the producer of the show. So when I saw Mona, I was like, okay, VH1. But then I'm like, no, Bravo. Okay. I would have preferred Andy had his hand in this, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it. It looks. I like Escape, and I would love to see their comeback. I even saw the TLC interview. I watched that. That was today, right?
I gotta watch that later. Which makes me nervous. So somebody said, and I was in total agreement that I feel like this reality show might not be the best idea for Escape, though. Like, this might turn them around and make them break up all over again, depending on what's going on. Because SWV reality show was not very. Oh Lord.
That was on Weeb, right? Or Oxygen.
It was down to down.
I knew it was down to down. I mean, reality show TV is just like everything else because I had no idea that Tamar and Tiny had beef. And I don't know. I didn't know. And that they apparently have made up.
Tamar and Tiny got beef?
They had beef. Cool. They made up like this week, past week or whatever. Because I guess Tiny's the guy mom or something. And
yeah, that's what I thought. But they
wasn't.
Cool.
I think their son's name is Logan, but she wasn't coming around and stuff like that. And then I found out through that because Tiny said, "Tamar, you need to make up with Toya," and Toya was like, "Fuck that."
Babe. I know
and
she I'm had like, beef with hell? Toya. Tamar, I don't know what because when they pop up these beefs, they don't have no real background.
Yeah,
that's
how you know it's real life.
Tamar don't fuck with whatever.
Yeah, it'd be like, look, I invited them to the party and then I found my plate upside down so I know they want to fuck with the food and I'm done. Like,
and I'll be trying to figure it out too because I like Tamar, I do, but I can kind of see why, just off of how she is on Braxton and Family Values or whatever, why people might be like, I don't want to be bothered with you, but it's got to be you. Like, you burn bridges with
you're
everybody.
The common denominator. Yep.
Like everybody else, it's not like
even her sisters.
Like,
even from what I catch from the show, her sisters be having a problem with her. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, because her mouth real flip. But like Toya, Tiny, what's that girl? Adrian, Bayline, the whole cast of the real. And come on, Tamara couldn't have never done a thing to you, Tamara, really. But the thing about it that bothered me is Adrian and Tamar was friends way before the real.
Like, I didn't know that.
If you watch the seasons, Adrian has been on there at the parties. She was in one of her little videos. Like, they've been friends before the real. So So for you to have this falling out, it's like, why do you fall out with everybody?
Yep. Doesn't make any sense. All right. That is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at I Am Miz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, join the Facebook group. Last week on Equal Opposites, we talked about the Five Heartbeats versus the Temptations. This week is Tupac week, Poetic Justice versus Juice. And then we'll have a review of the Tupac movie that drops this Friday, but I'm going to watch it Thursday.
I'm probably going to go to the show Friday morning because I'm off Friday.
Yeah, makes sense. So make sure you rate, review, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, wherever else you listen to podcasts. Until next time, I say peace, she says.
Bye. Stiletto pumps in the club. Yeah. Stiletto pumps in the club. Homegirl, ride down when you see me, because I'm coming up fresh, right with the realest, you feel me, so you should call me the best. I can look jazzy, act nice with my stiletto heels on, but if I hold this up and trust me, then her hair will get thrown. I'm turning heads left and right, so next you see one foot step out the car, strolling through the club, then I make my way right by the bar. Yeah, your nigga eyeing me, I'll take him from you, so watch out, I'm looking jazzy, acting classy, but I got a sassy mouth. Done and nails are too, and I match from head to toe. Then just top it off, I'm rocking 60s like stilettos, ho. Different color every day, that's just to match the mood I'm in. Silver, red, gray, and black looking, this good should be a scene. Stiletto pumps in the club. Whoever thought that these girls would get.